to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're here together working to improve our financial IQ. This is a show for people who simply want more out of life. They want to be able to spend more time with their family. They want more time for travel. Maybe they want to drive a Ferrari. Whatever it is, they just want to live an exceptional life. And so that's why they listen to this show. The other people that listen to this show are just flat out dissatisfied with the results of their lives financially. They're sitting there in their 40s. They've worked for 20 plus years. They're still not in the financial position that they want to be in. And I want to stress this. If you've worked 20 years, 40 hours a week, some of you 50 and 60, and you're not in the financial position you want to be in, you've got to admit, as painful as it is, what you're doing doesn't work. And if you do the same thing another 20 years expecting it to work, that's a form of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, is a form of insanity. So this is a show for people who don't want to live in denial, who don't want to live lives of delusion, who actually check where they're at. We're going to talk about that today, measuring where you're at and why so many people don't do it, and it literally destroys their lives. It really comes down to this particular concept. You have about 7 to 10 different arenas in your life. I use 8 for my evaluation of my life. And those arenas are things like career, wealth, and those are 2 different things. Romance, travel and entertainment, fitness, and so on. Just the parts of a balanced life. And there's really not more than 10 of them. I've never seen a wheel of life with more than 10 arenas because everything is going to fall into one of those arenas. And when I was designing my life, and that sounds odd to many of you because you never have. And I don't even understand that. You know, this has been around for thousands of years that you have to have goals, you have to write them down, and you have to have goals for each part of the balanced life, and you have to measure them to know if you're achieving them. So we're going to talk about that. I've got a special guest coming on. Well, he was there a second ago. Let me take a caller, though. For some reason, we got a caller right off the bat, and he's got something that I'm always interested in, and I want to hear his opinion. He's got a comment or a question about success and human achievement. His name is Rob from East Houston. Rob, thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
Fantastic. Good afternoon. Yes, I have a question about your thoughts on success, human achievement, and human potential. You know, it's just fascinating me with just mankind, how much we've achieved through the years. But it just seems like recently we're putting brakes on a lot of the things that we're trying to do to better ourselves as a society. And, you know, a lot of our wounds seem to be self-imposed and things like that. And it perplexes me, you know. But I know there are good people out there and there's better times to come.
Well, question, do you have a specific example of something where you feel like we're putting the brakes on our development of that in life. What kind of is bugging you, Rob?
Well, it just seems that as a society, we're not as kind to each other as we should be. You know, and I feel that people use people and value things instead of valuing people and using things.
Wow. I've got to tell you, I couldn't agree more with that, Rob. And it should be going the opposite direction, like you described, because there's incredible material out there from Ackerman, Covey, Robbins, and they're proving that kindness and leadership are way more effective than control and power, yet people are falling back on control and power, and that translates into looking at people as income-producing assets instead of looking at them as human beings. So, yeah, I see what you mean, Rob. But I do think that while we may be in a downturn on that, it will turn around because it is the most, what you just said, looking at people as assets that you want to train and you want to help grow, as opposed to looking at them as just a number on a spreadsheet, is proving, has been proven more and more and more and more to be the right way to do it. So I think it's going to come back around. So I look at it as a graph, Rob. The graph goes up and down, but the true graph is always up.
Right.
So that's a good point, Rob. I appreciate your call.
Okay.
All right, you take care.
Thank you.
Wow, that's interesting. What I mean by that, if you take a line and start and go up but to the right, that's a graph where, you know, we'll take the value of human life. I think that the value of human life is going up, but there's going to be ups and downs even though the graph is up. I hope that makes sense visually. It's still going up, but there will be dips, then it'll go up. I know how to say it. It's going to go up 5, down 2, up 3, down 1, up 4, down 2. But the true graph, the real number is going up, and I think it's getting better. My guest is on the line, so I want to get him on quickly. His name is Connor Steinbrook, and he's one of the top 100 influencers. And in 3 years, he built a revenue share organization. I'm going to replace the word revenue share with permanent residual income, or passive, semi-passive, at this point, income, a second stream of income, which is what we talk about on this show all the time. So let's use his word, a revenue share organization of over 600 agents across 34 states and multiple countries. His organization sold 1,400 transactions in 2020, and he is recognized to have the largest social media following for real estate investing out of over 40,000 agents. So please welcome Connor Steinbrook. Connor, am I getting your name right? Hello, Connor. Yes. Steinbrook, right?
Yes, sir, Steinbrook.
Okay. I've got a question for you because it's not in this little explanation. The rumor is you've got in excess of $20,000 a month in passive income, or is it more than that?
It's substantially higher than that now.
Is it?
Yeah, it's getting up over double that and exponentially growing at the moment.
See, that is phenomenal. And for those of you, I guess I better explain this. He is working with eXp Realty, which is our broker for our realty company. And if you would, Connor, kind of explain why you chose eXp and all the benefits that you see from being with eXp.
Yeah. So Steve, I came in the investing background, so I jumped into the investing world. I've been a full-time real estate investor for over 7 years before I got my real estate license. And the reason why I jumped into real estate was to build time and money freedom. And I only knew that the only way to do that was through passive or residual income streams. So wealth is created through having multiple streams of income to protect your other income streams, equity, residual income, and duplicating yourself outside yourself. So I always saw my wealth creation process and the residual opportunity through the investing side of the business. And I thought about getting my license on and off over the years. But when I was able to slow down, take a deep look at the eXp Realty business model after I blew it off for about 2 years, I was able to see the power and opportunity. And what the brokerage model here at eXp is doing is it's taking the wealth creation mindset from the wealth builder world into the income producing world. So what most agents do is they trade time for checks. They're an income producer. You can create a great income, but you're never going to create wealth, because once you don't trade your time for checks, where does the income come from? So if you look at what investors do, they have an active income component to their business, usually wholesaling or flipping houses. They have an equity component to their business through ownership of real estate. And then they have residual income through either rental income, owner finance note income, or passive money lending. And so if an agent's doing both sides of the business, as an investor sales agent, on the other side of the business, they usually just have an active income component. So if there's three ways to build income, equity, passive, or active, they're missing the gap on the equity side and the residual side. So what eXp has done is just create a multiple stream income brokerage model where you have a great sales model with a low cap and a good split. But they also added the equity portfolio options with the stock awards where you can acquire equity in the company for doing the exact same thing that you're already doing, selling houses or building a real estate team. And then they created a residual income model called revenue sharing, very similar to what Keller Williams used to grow the biggest company in North America. But through profit sharing, what eXp is doing is called revenue sharing. So we share revenue off the top before expenses, not profit sharing off the bottom. It's a 7-tier residual income compensation plan that allows us to track agents to the company and override their production through a revenue share. And so this is a residual income stream that we build once that we can grow, and we get paid out on a monthly distribution. So, Steve, when I saw this, I said, this is incredible. This is the first time an entrepreneur in real estate can be on both sides, the sales side and the investing side, and have all opportunities to create income in all these different areas. So it used to be I coached agents on flip a house, keep a house, meaning flip houses for active income, control real estate for residual income and equity. Now it's sell a house, add an agent. So what you're seeing right now is entrepreneurs and real business people with high performance traits see this business model of what it can be long term and the opportunity what they have over here to create going forward as compared to just what happens today. Sales business. So people are seeing a long-term growth opportunity here with a wealth creation opportunity for both residual income and an equity portfolio that a lot of agents are telling me they see it as the first retirement planning system in the industry. So that is really what made it click for me when I saw this opportunity, as well as the opportunity to do this nationally and internationally. So the business model is incredible. It's allowed our organization to now span over 40 American states, 5 Canadian provinces, and 7 separate countries in just over 3 years. And we're able to sell hundreds of houses a month, and I'm not involved in the management process. I'm not reviewing contracts. I'm not writing checks at midnight. I'm not getting threatened and sued all the time. So they've given us a business model to run through, and we get to focus on income-producing activities like attracting agents to companies, selling real estate, generating leads. But the eXp business model is one where they've taken the back-end management process off the plate of ours. So we have a management side where there's upwards of 700 paid employees, state broker rooms where they're handling the legal side and compliance. So they want us to grow the company while they manage the company. And it's working out great, and brokers are bringing their businesses over to use that back-end management process to free up their time to scale faster and also build these extra residual income streams and equity models and then give a better life opportunity for their agents.
That is phenomenal. Tell me a little bit about your educational background. Did you go to college? Did you quit college? Because your vernacular is impressive. Where'd you pick up that vernacular?
Probably from my father, you know, so I probably got it from my parents. I got great parents, and, you know, I went off to college in 2003 to the University of Oklahoma to get a business marketing degree, and then while I was there, I wondered why I was learning from a bunch of people that didn't actually have business degrees, which is the failure of most educational systems around the world, and a lot of y'all probably laughing just like Steve, because it really is a problem, not just in our industry and the educational system and real estate, but all around the world is people are hiring people to coach them on things off theory and opinion or off what they used to do decades ago. And if you want to learn how to do that, then you're going to learn what doesn't work today. And so when I went off to school, I had a weird background, Steve. I actually put $20 in a poker site for fun one night, and I didn't realize what was happening, but my hobby became a profession, and I became one of the top online poker players in the world for a number of years. And in 2011, on April 15th, what had actually happened was, some of you guys may remember this, they called it Black Friday. The big online poker sites were shut down by our U.S. Department of Justice because they were doing all sorts of probably shady things, offshore accounts and things like that. But this is the moment at the moment that I thought was the worst day of my life turned into the biggest blessing of my life, because it led me down the path of self-development, led me down the path to go into real estate. But at that moment, Steve, what I learned was the big mistakes I was making in my career, and these were the mistakes I was making. I had one income stream. And if you guys have one income stream, it's not if but when it goes away or it gets hurt or you can't trade your time to create it. So I knew I needed multiple streams of income going forward. I was doing everything on my own. So I knew I couldn't do everything with personal success. I had to have real success, meaning I had to have duplication. I needed employees. I needed a team of agents. I needed multiple rentals, multiple YouTube videos. I needed leverage. The other thing is I needed ability to create wealth. I needed equity. Equity grows without you growing it. So if you guys own rental properties, I'm sure you guys saw your equity grow the past couple of years. You guys see a stock take off. So you place equity into you put equity in place, but it can grow without you. And then the last thing is, I said, if I want to have everything I want in life, if I want to travel the world, and I want to spend time with children that I hopefully have here soon, and I want to do all the things I want, what are the things I need to do this? And what I came across is I need to have three things. I need time, I need money, and I need help. So if you have all the money in the world, but you're tied to your business and you can't leave for a week, then you can't really do much. You're money free. So if you have all the time in the world, but you have no money, you can't really do anything either, right? But if you have all the time and all the money in the world, but you don't have your health, it doesn't matter. So I realized I need all three of these. And so what I realized was I'm going to set out there. I'm going to look for an opportunity that gives me multiple streams of income, an equity model, a residual model, and duplication. And that's kind of what led me down this path over my career, which led me into real estate investing. I started out wholesaling houses in DFW, went into flipping houses, started buying rental properties, realized it was cash flow, not as much passive as I wanted, so I started transitioning some of those properties into owner finance notes. I started creating notes, selling partial notes, keeping some, buying land, mobile homes on land. But ultimately, guys, the point is, if you're doing everything on your own, that's not sustainable. You need some leverage. You need duplication in some area of your business. And if you're working only for active income, you're going to work forever. So that would be my advice for some of you new entrepreneurs or individuals in the corporate that are looking to go down the entrepreneurship space. Well, but I did end up finishing out college, and I got a business marketing degree out of the University of Oklahoma. But really, I majored in poker, if you want to think of it that way. And I really just finished out at the time because I said, you're saying that, I said kind of yes and no, because it was like midway through my sophomore year when I was making enough money that I was making more a month than I would have with an entry-level job coming out. And I did want to quit college. But I went ahead and finished out for respect for my parents. I'm glad I did, even though I didn't do much with my actual degree. If you guys start something, finish it, and you'll have self-esteem for yourself going forward. And so if I hadn't done that, I would have regretted it, and it would have been a disrespect to my parents. So I finished it out, and then I went on to do what I wanted to do, and that industry disappeared. And that's when I learned those lessons, and real estate was a stepladder that led me into the industry to start changing my life. And then eXp came. As opportunities pop up, other opportunities, doors open, will open in front of you if you just keep your head down, focused on your goals. It's a unique thing, but you'll see stepladders into other opportunities. It's essentially what will happen for you guys.
Well, one of the things you brought up about leverage I want to address and get your opinion on is a lot of people think it's a dog-eat-dog world. No one's ever going to help me. I've got to do it all by myself. I can't trust anybody. Me, myself, and I concept. But my past experience is I'm 56. In my 56 years, I have never asked for help and not received it. What's your opinion of that? What's your experience?
As far as... maybe you can elaborate, Steve, as far as, you know, meaning, hey, I got everything under control. I do everything on my own. I think I know everything about everything, so I'm just going to stop learning. Or maybe I misunderstood your question.
My question is, you were bringing up about it. It's really a team sport out there.
Correct.
And maybe I'll just ask a different question. Do you think that the people you mentor should do better than you?
I think that everybody can do as big as or hit as any goal they want to have. I'm a true believer in our thoughts create our future. And I think everybody thinks they judge themselves too hard and they put themselves in blocks, traps that they can't get out of based off their own thought processes. Every single person on here can have financial freedom if they want to. They just have to go do it. And I think what happens is people create barriers off of fear, and they don't understand how these keep them from achieving their goals and having procrastination. But there's no such thing as competition unless you believe in competition. So I believe in the law of polarity, which means if there's a bad in something, there's a good in something. It's deciding on what you want to see with that, the outcome. You know, so, and I'm not trying to be insensitive whatsoever here, but, you know, when the pandemic hit, a lot of people saw this as the destruction of their business. What I realized was it's going to take a lot of hours out of the macro marketplace. It was going to open up an opportunity. And I think a lot of other people realized that too. And I think some people had the biggest year of their career, like I did, and a lot of other people did, and other people's businesses collapsed. And why did that happen? Is because of the belief of what happened or what was going to happen in their mind, not what was actually going to happen. So some saw it as a negative, some saw it as an opportunity. It doesn't matter what your thought is, it's going to be right for what you put into your actions going forward. But if you're putting your thoughts on negative things, you're going to create negative experiences in your life, and they're going to compound. But if you think positively, you think on growth, and you think on opportunities of faith, you're going to move in the right direction no matter what's happening. So one of the things that I struggled with early on, Steve, in my business, and when things were going bad and I was on rock bottom, but I was a victim of my circumstances, at least that was my belief. So I believed that it was everything in my external world that was controlling my future and my opportunities. I believed it was God's fault, the government's fault, my parents' fault, the bird outside's fault, the rock's fault. And it was a moment when I realized that, you know, if I'm relying on all these other things around me that are dictating my future, if I'm relying on them to change, that ain't going to happen, right? People around you aren't going to change.
That means you're just a victim.
Yeah. And so it's a very helpless situation. So when you realize that the way to change your future is to change who you are, the small incremental things that you do today create the person you are tomorrow. So you have to make a radical change, guys, with yourself, whether it's your physical activities, the friends that you're around, you know, maybe even moving a physical location to a different city. So don't just sit there and make excuses, make moves, make changes. But because if you're not having the life that you want and it's been a consistent for a long time, you need to make some radical changes. Otherwise, you're going to show up at the destination 5 years from now pretty much closely aligned to what you have right now. So you guys need to stop and pivot. And, you know, Steve's a great mentor to learn from. There's a lot of them out there. He gave you guys a couple online mentors. And I really didn't, Steve, have anybody to help me at the time when I started. And so what I did was I found online mentors, essentially. So I went down the path, and my mentors are Jim Rohn, Zig Ziglar, Les Brown, Tony Robbins, John Maxwell, Bob Proctor. You know, these are my mentors and my partners in my mind. And that they've changed my life more than anybody that I actually physically know. So you guys do not need someone directly in your life. And I know a lot of people sometimes, Steve, look for direct mentors, and you can find them, and it's great when you do. But if you don't, the excuse is don't stop, right? Go and find some. The information is there. The internet changed the world. The access to information is available for anybody right now for free on YouTube. So you can find any access to information that you want on any topic out there. Now the difference is what you're going to do. So there's a combination of a couple things you guys need to do. You need to get information, and then you need to apply the information. And I think the problem is in our communities, in our society right now, especially in the younger entrepreneurs I talk to, Steve, is they're so fixated on numbers and vanity numbers, like I read 500 books. Well, how many deals did you do? It doesn't matter how many books you've read, guys, unless you apply that knowledge and wisdom in the marketplace. So it's not about gaining knowledge. It's about gaining it and applying it. And that's the difference where people struggle, and they don't put the energy behind the information and wisdom that they pick up.
Yeah, Stephen Covey brings up the point, to know and to not do is the same thing as not knowing.
Right.
And so many people, like you said, those ego numbers, I've read 500 books. Yeah, okay, like you said, how many deals have you done? What kind of financial position are you in? Okay, we'll talk more after the break, Connor. Please hold on. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Connor Steinbrook, who's got over $40,000 a month in secondary income stream. We'll talk more after the break here on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. You dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Connor Steinbrook, who is a phenomenal communicator and has passed on probably two radio shows worth of information. So I hope you're listening closely. Remember, if we go too fast today, you can always podcast this show, and I would highly recommend listening to it again. Because of his communication style, moving quickly, and there is phenomenal information. The way he talks about the difference between wealth, passive income, equity, revenue share, I mean, it's phenomenal information. So go to gettotalwealth.com, and you can find out where to. This is podcast, and we'll probably have this up by noon tomorrow. So, Connor, I want to change gears for a minute and ask you this question. I was talking before you came in onto the show about, you know, there's 8 to 10 different arenas of life, and you've mentioned you want to make sure you have time to raise your own kids and spend time with them. You're going to want time to romance your spouse. You're going to want time for travel, for fitness, and so on. And I was talking about how people do not ever write down their goals. And if they do, they don't measure their results. You go back to 2008, 9, 10, the Great Recession, I would be consulting people and I'd go, well, how much money do you have to work with? And they would literally say this to me, Connor, I haven't looked. I'm kind of scared to look. That is shocking to me. But it's that fear. People don't want to know. It's why people don't step on the scale. And then the next thing you know, their doctor's telling them, look, you're 50 pounds overweight. You're morbidly obese. You're going to die. And because they didn't measure, tell me a little about your style. You worry about fitness. You worry about time for the kids and so on. Do you have your goals written down? Are you measuring? Tell them what you're doing.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, we'll talk about goal setting. I want to put in one caveat to something you said earlier about going quick. Sometimes it's not what we do, but how we do it, guys. And one of the things that really can revolutionize your business is doing things quickly. You can talk fast, walk fast, read fast, write fast, listen to podcasts fast. And if you can do things in twice or 3x the speed, you can produce more. So I think a lot of people don't move quick enough, and that's something to keep in mind. You guys can take speed reading courses, speed writing courses, and listen to Audible on 2.0 speed. So if you're not doing those, guys, it's good practice. Now, you have to see when it comes to goals. I'm a big goal setter. You know, I set them short-term, daily, you know, all the way out to even goals after I pass away. So I've got goals set to how to leave the legacy even after I leave this world. I think sometimes when you have a goal to help as many people as you can and something that big, it keeps you pulled through the tough times. Now, I'm a big believer in the law of vibration, and so when we set goals, we don't just think about goals in our mind. We write our goals, we visualize our goals, we speak our goals. So it's important to understand, guys, when you speak something, it creates a vibration. When you think about something, you create a vibration. When you visually see something, you create a picture in your mind. So when it comes to manifesting things in this world, you have to think the thought in your mind. You have to see the picture. And if you can feel it emotionally in your body, the only other area you don't have it is in the physical world. And it will manifest if you hold that vision long enough and you put the energy behind it. So we're always trying to think our goals in our mind, speak our goals through affirmations, and create visual boards so we can see our goals in visual form. And hold these visions strong, because the clearer the vision and the clearer the picture in your mind, the faster the manifestation process in the physical world.
So do you have a favorite goal setting workshop? Did you kind of create your own? I kind of use a mixture of Tony Robbins and Stephen Covey's quadrant method. What style are you using? What's your favorite book on that?
Yeah. So Jim Rohn and Brian Tracy are the thought leaders who taught me to set goals and the way that I really learned the goal setting process. Those would be the individuals that I would go out there and follow. And then I would say that Bob Proctor is the person I think is a great thought leader who kind of took the torch from Earl Nightingale and Napoleon. If you guys are heavy in self-development, who's the one that I follow on how to understand how to think correctly in the conscious body-mind connection. But, you know, I follow a lot of how Brian Tracy, I think that's where, if I look back, you know, I read so many books and did so many podcasts, but I think that probably is internally where I bring my goal setting processes from.
And then who's your favorite current author?
Well, you know, obviously, because, you know, I like, so certain books apply at different times depending on what my focuses are on my business. Now, we're focused on the growth of our organization. So one of the ones that I like is Brian Carruthers. He wrote a book called Building an Empire. I think that's a great book for building what we're doing. And then different people for different things. I follow different people for health. And so let kind of step back. I'm not going on a little tangent here, but I want to make sure because we got limited time here. So I'm talking about the residual income streams and how this can benefit you in your other areas of your life. So when you're struggling in life, guys, you're in muddy waters, right? And so what most people focus on is on the financial pain. And this is your first goal, guys. You have to build residual income. And you need to look at your life liabilities, your sunk cost to live your life, your mortgage, your health insurance, your car payments. I figure this all out because once you guys can surpass the amount of your monthly liabilities that you have to come across in residual income and surpass that number, you become financially free in a way that where you no longer have the pressure of finances on you. Now, what this does for you guys is it finally lets you meet the true self that you are. Now you can really take the pressure off. You can start to think about the areas of life that you've been neglecting, your health goals, your faith goals, your relationship goals, your community goals. And so I urge all my partners and everybody that I talk to, stop working for active income, start focusing on residual income. Stop focusing on one stream, start focusing on multiple streams. And I think that the race to financial freedom leads you to being able to accomplish those other goals that we were talking about. You mentioned you had, what did you call it, Steve, 10 wheels of life? Or?
Yeah, our wheel of life is 8. The most I've ever seen in a wheel of life is 10.
Right. So what I focus on is my mental clarity and my physical condition. Now, this is very important, guys, and I'm not trying to be insensitive. I've had periods of my life where I've fluctuated big time. I've been overweight. I've been points where I was probably underweight, right? And so the thing about your health is this is the driver of your body. If your body moves you to positions in the physical world, you cannot be successful long-term without having physical health. You can't work as many hours. You can't work as many hours as focused hours. I think a lot of people drag throughout the day, and towards the end of the day, they lose energy levels. If you're in physical condition, good physical condition throughout your life, if you do acquire the wealth, you can enjoy the wealth. You can travel the world. You can experience this with your family. And so there's just a lot of reasons why you need to keep your physical health in check as well as mental health. Mental health is also on the front of mind all the time for serious entrepreneurs because they know their thoughts create their future. And if business is as tough as this for you guys, as you know, peaks and troughs, you're emotionally having battles all the time. Business is more of a pressure test than a talent or skill set test, in my opinion. I've seen people that don't have a lot of skills, don't have a lot of talent, but they have mental fortitude and resilience, and they're resilient, persistent, and consistent. And they can build these multi-million-dollar businesses. And then you see someone who's got 80 degrees and, every single different education and all this stuff, but they're not mentally tough. And then when they get out in the business world, they get knocked down. They don't stand back up. So what I'd say is, guys, work on yourself more than your business, and your business is going to work out for you.
Yeah, it's so well put, and I appreciate you saying that to these listeners because my listeners, a lot of them are big readers. They are studying constantly to build their mind and improve their IQs, all of them. And wow, to hear that coming from you is very helpful. Tell them a little bit about, with EXP, I guess they should, any of these agents or wannabe agents should reach out to Alyssa. Are you speaking in town anytime soon in Houston?
Yeah, Steve. I'm going to be coming down here very frequently. So I'm down here in your office right now, by the way. Absolutely incredible place. If you guys have not come down here, this is one of the nicest offices I've ever been in. So you guys need to get down here and check this place out for sure. And if you want to come meet me, I'll be down here a few times. You're coming soon. So Steve, I live in Dallas. And, before the pandemic, I was coming down here numerous times a month. So as life transitions hopefully back into some normalcy here, I'm going to be coming down here quite often. So I'll probably come down here once or twice a month for 2 to 3 days at a time. And we're going to be doing events, investing events, communication events, social media training events, EXP events. Y'all have opportunities to meet me in person. I can probably come down here and do stuff for you, Steve, if it'd help you. And I can bring some value to you guys. But I'll be down here in Houston quite often going forward.
Yeah, and anytime you're in town, just let us know. If we're not using that seminar room, you're welcome to use it. So anybody, if you're a realtor, a broker, a wannabe realtor, a wannabe broker, and you're interested in meeting Connor, meeting our team of realtors or being on our team of realtors, reach out to Elissa, E-L-I-S-S-A, at gettotalwealth.com, and she'll keep you updated on Connor's movements when he comes to Houston so you can meet him in person. I'm actually, Connor, looking forward to meeting you in person. I'm sorry I had this 3 o'clock meeting now. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing probably some of the most incredible communication I've ever heard on this subject. I truly appreciate it, Connor, and you have a great rest of your day.
Mr. Steve, I'm grateful to come on your call and give the trust to me to put some information in front of your listeners and guys. I hope I helped. And if you guys are, you know, I know a lot of times right now, a lot of people I come across, Steve, you know, that they've been beat up. It's been a tough year for a lot of you guys, but I assure you guys, no storm will last forever. You guys focus on your future, not the past, and not what's happening today. And I promise you guys, this is going to blow through. Your future is still ahead of you, and it's a bright one. So, guys, just keep your head up, keep going, work hard, and you're going to get there.
All right. Thanks a lot, Connor. You take care.
All right, Steve. You have a great day.
All right. You too. All right. We got to go to break. When we come back, I'll start answering these emailed questions. If you've got a question for me, you're also welcome to call into the show. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to AM 700, The Voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Real estate accounts for more millionaires in America than any other investment vehicle. This second stream of income can truly change your life. More time for travel, romance, and much more. More time for whatever you want to do with your life. To find out how to build this second stream of income, attend our free 2-hour introductory workshop on real estate investing. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we are answering email questions at the end of the show. I hated letting Connor go, but there are just so many of them. I wanted to get them. Oh, I should have thought maybe some of these were for Connor. If they are, I will forward them to him. My email is open to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. You can also call me right now. We are in the final segment of today's show, so if you've got a question, please call in now. Don't catch me when I've only got 30 seconds left. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You are listening to AM 700 KSEV. Okay, let's go to this first one, which is from a member. And her name is Jamie. And I'm not sure if she's listening to the show or not. I've already replied to it, but I do want to answer this. She's a wholesaler and has been a wholesaler for 2 years and was wondering how they can distribute the properties to the other members of Real Wealth Academy. This is actually very easy. There's first, the most important thing, Jamie, build a buyer's list. I suggest that you get to 20 before you ever start looking for more deals. And then don't stop until you get to 40. Once you have 40 buyers, there's no deal that you can find that you can't sell in 24 hours. So be at every Total Wealth Academy event that you can be at. Make sure you have a one-page flyer for yourself and a business card and a pad and paper, or use your phone, or use a, some of the wholesalers are using iPads. They just hand their iPad to the other member and say, look, would you like to be on my list when I find a deal? They say yes, hand them the iPad, they put in their name, email, and phone number, and you've got another contact. So that's how you build your buyer's list. You can also bring flyers for deals that you have to meetings. We don't have a place to set them out. You hand them out to your prospective buyers. But it's really best, Jamie, build that buyer's list first, then start looking for more deals, even though you've already done some deals. Okay, I hope that helps. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-5738, or KSEV, or email me. Remember, if you're at work or something and you don't want me to use your name, put anonymous in the subject line. Put anonymous in the subject line, and I won't use your name. If you're shy and you want to call in, use a fake name. But let's get that question answered. If you have a fear, you have a worry, something tells you you can't build a second stream of income with real estate, and you've got some excuse, problem, reason, whatever you want to call it, give me a call. I'll show you how to get past it. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Okay, the next question is, boyfriend moved in from Greg. Okay, Greg, your tenant has broken the lease. How long would you give him to move out? Instantly, according to the lease, but I always give 7 to 10 days when I catch somebody living there that's not on the lease. Now, with that said, in this particular case, because you have a tenant that always pays on time, because you have a tenant that's 4 times the income, I would run a credit and criminal on the guy. If he doesn't have any credit or criminal problems, get him to sign a lease and let him stay. Yeah, that's what I've done with boyfriends that move in. Now, if just friends move in, that's a different story. I generally get them out. But if it's a boyfriend or girlfriend, you know, significant other, I give them the opportunity to let me run a credit and criminal report and get them on the lease. Now, have I done that for just regular roommates? Yes, but that's usually when they come to me first. If they move somebody in without telling me, that tells me a lot about their character. If it's not, you know, a boyfriend or sexual in nature. So, yeah, give him a shot. That's all I can tell you. Run a credit and criminal report. If he fails, get him out. If he doesn't, have him sign a lease and let him stay is what I would do. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Okay, we've got a question from Casey, and just finished a rehab. A lot of interest in it for a rental. But this is just a stop till they find somewhere to move permanently. Oh, Casey, a year is long enough. Yeah, you really don't want to sign 2-year, 3-year, 4-year leases. There's a couple of reasons. The main is with the market the way it is and the way it's going to be, rents are going to go up. If you put somebody on a 2-year lease, you're shooting yourself in the foot because you're probably going to be able to raise the rent by 50 or 100 bucks at the end of this next 12 months. So I don't know where you get the idea that a 1-year lease is a short-term lease. No, that's your standard lease. Going above that has some risks involved. So I would sign this person. Like you said, they got good credit, good background check. It doesn't show you verified their income, but make sure they make three or more times the rent. And make sure you talk to the present landlord and the previous landlord. Why? Because a present landlord will lie to you to get rid of a bad tenant. They'll tell you, oh, they're the greatest thing in the world, when in reality, they destroyed the property and never paid their rent on time. So make sure you talk to the present landlord and a previous landlord. Okay, next question by email. Email is open to you. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Oh, here we go. I like this question from a Steve. Steve, what's my favorite carpet? My favorite carpet is porcelain wood look tile. That's my favorite carpet because I hate carpet. No carpet in rent properties, period. The only exception is if you can't afford or it won't fit in the budget to tile the stairs and upstairs in a two-story home. The only place I ever had carpet was in two-story homes. But as soon as I refinanced that thing and had the money, boom, tile up the stairs and tile upstairs. So my favorite carpet is wood look porcelain tile. No carpet in any of my properties anymore. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. And here's a question from Shorty. Shorty asks about Florida. The only experience I really have in Florida is Orlando and Miami. But I hear good things about the entire state from people who have a lot more experience than I do. I think, like with any state, any location, Shorty, make sure you've got perfect comparable sales. Make sure you've got as perfect as possible rental comparables. Make sure the thing does give you that 15, 20, 25% rate of return. And I think you can make money in any state. If you're asking me a speculative question, which is, are the prices of real estate in Florida going to go up? They're going to go up and down and up and down and up and down, just like everywhere else. Shorty, please don't be a speculator. Don't try to find areas that are going to go up in value. Buy for cash flow. Appreciation and garbage like that is icing on the cake. The cake is the cash flow. All right, this has been the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks a lot for listening, and please live with excellence. Take care.
You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.